And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You listen to Mantra here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath. I will be here for the next hour playing various kirtan and mantra-based music. First track today is going to be a recording by Ben Lineback, who has worked quite a bit with Jai Uttal, with a track entitled Cerulean. And this is mixed with a rendition of Ehi Murari. We'll be back right after this.
Thank you. Come feel the joie de vivre and chase away the last gray days of winter at the Festival du Bois, March 3rd and 4th at Mackin Park, Mayotteville, in Coquitlam. The Festival du Bois happens every year on the first weekend of March and is a relaxed and unique atmosphere of a village party. Adults can let go to the sounds of folk, Celtic, and world music, and children will delight in entertainment created just for them. Everyone gets a chance to enjoy great original French-Canadian food, and best of all, it's an event for the entire family. For more information, visit the website festivaldubois.ca.
Neville Clark was born in Kingston, Jamaica in 1959. After studying in Italy, Clark graduated with honors from the Ontario College of Art. His work attempts to encourage black creativity and claims that Canadian women have displayed more strength than men in community ordeals. Clark is a two-time recipient of the A.J. Casson Award, presented each year for outstanding achievement in watercolor painting.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
We're back here in CITR, we're open at FM Vancouver. The show is called Mantra, my name is Raghunath. The first track that we played today was a rendition of Ehi Murari, Ben Lineback, and Jeffrey Gordon doing the instrumental side of it. And the lady entitled Chinna Willy doing the vocal side of it. I should mention that last Saturday we had a really nice get together at Unity Yoga in 10th and Commercial. The gathering entitled Enchant, which happens every 2 weeks on Saturday evening. It's a Bhakti Kirtan gathering. And the next one is coming up, not this Saturday, but the Saturday after. I always forget to announce it before it's happening, but hopefully next week I'm going to remember. In the next set, there's going to be some more vocal stylings of Chinna Willy. This time mixed with some original composition. And it's going to be a rendition of the Gopi Gita, which is some verses coming from the Bhagavad Purana, from the Vedic literature. In there as well, some a track by Kishori Mohan and Sudevi Dasi, who released stuff under the title of Music of Yoga. And that's going to be a rendition of Hari Hari Kabe Moda from the Viraha or Mood to Separation release. Also going to be hearing from Ravindra Swarup in regards to positive aspects of discipline or self-discipline in terms of practice of yoga. And that'll probably just about bring us to the closing part of the show. If you'd like to send us email, you can do that. MantraRadioShow@gmail.com. Also on Facebook, you can have a look for Mantra Radio. And also on SoundCloud, the same, Mantra Radio. I should mention a little bit about the first track. Actually, I'll just speak a little bit on Hari Hari Kabe More, which is also otherwise known as Sadaka Dehochita Lalasa, written in the Bengali language and from a book entitled Prarthana by Narottama Das Thakur, whose birthday it was within the past week. The sentiments of the song, the first part, Hari Hari Kobe Mora Hoibe Sudina, is pretty much what you're going to hear more than anything. And specifically the fifth verse, Bara Kuruna Koro Lalita Vishaka Sakya Bhave Mora Prabhu Subalari Saka. The sentiments of this is that as a bhakta or a practitioner of bhakti yoga, Narottama Das Thakur is he's praying to those great people who have perfected the yoga system, and he's asking them for their blessings. This is an important part of yoga practice, actually, or any spiritual discipline, in regards to humility. There's been a lot of talk in my own personal circles in the past little while about humility, the effects of humility. It's a pretty simple concept that when we are arrogant, there's an inability to be able to absorb, receive and absorb knowledge. And beyond that, those that may be inclined to give us that knowledge are somewhat put off by arrogance. That's a natural reaction if we come into contact with somebody that has that kind of arrogant mood. We don't really feel very inclined to help them out in any way. So humility is a good practice for, like, in every way, shape, and form, but specifically when it comes to being able to make some progress in the spiritual discipline, it's pretty essential. And Ravindra Sarup, in this set coming up, will add a little bit more illuminating ideas on this topic. You listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I think we're going to start off with Hari Hari Kabi Mora, because the Gopi Gita track is pretty mellow, and it could be a good segue in the middle. So this is Kishori Mohan and Sudevi Dasi, otherwise known as Music of Yoga, with a track originally composed by Narottama Das Thakur called Sadaka Dehochita Lalasa.
Krishna, Shri Radha Krishna Hoya Primo
Oh.
jibushi Radha Krishna Hoya Primo Dhino Jibushi Radha Krishna Hoya Primo Dhino Jibushi Radha Krishna
What the Vedas teach, and actually I think you find this taught everywhere. I mean, you don't have to go to this particular book, a set of books, the Vedas, but it's there in the teachings of Christianity, it's there in Buddhism, it's there in Taoism, Confucianism, it's there in Islamic traditions. This is kind of general agreement on certain principles of spiritual life. And that is, that you find in these traditions, at least on at least what I would consider to be the highest level, the notion that, that in order to attain a state of liberation, enlightenment, salvation, however you call it, that there's some kinds of process or discipline you have to go through. What the Vedas teach, and actually I think you find this taught everywhere. I mean, you don't have to go to this particular book. You find in these processes, or means exercise, means finds as an exercise of a Greek word, a state of liberation, enlightenment, salvation, however you call it, that there's some kinds of process or discipline you have to go through, exercises. The Greek word ascesis, where we get our word asceticism, means exercise. That there's as an exercise, you do this. In yoga itself, this Ashtanga yoga, the ultimate or the general principle of any yoga actually is that one concentrates the mind by controlling the senses. So there's this notion that one has to gain control of the senses, and what's even more difficult, the mind, because it says in mind, by controlling the senses. So there's this notion that one has to gain control of the senses, and what's even more difficult. The mind. Because it says in yoga, the mind is easy, it can be your worst enemy or your best friend. And if you have not conquered the mind, it's your worst enemy. But if you've actually conquered it, then it becomes your best friend. We wonder nowadays, we look at the traditions and religions and moralities that have been handed down to us, and we see they're full of these rules and regulations and restrictions and thou shalt nots and so on. Many times we don't know why those thou shalt nots are there. We think that in the olden times there were these nasty old guys, these patriarchs or something, who didn't want people to have fun, who were envious of the younger generation and sort of promulgated these life-denying, nasty rules and regulations, these nasty patriarchs, you know, look something like the Ayatollah Khomeini or somebody, you know. We think like that. But actually, there are actually, originally, when the purpose was known, they were part of the practice of spiritual discipline, or of what is called the Vedic tradition, yoga. Church, and on the church it said thou shalt not, and then he says and priests in black gowns were walking their rounds and binding with briars my joys and desires, because one experiences these restrictions as just inhibiting and suppressive and oppressive and depressive. And often imposed on people by force. Of course, the idea of asceticism or any discipline is that you have to accept them voluntarily. Thank you.
We're back here on Mantra on CATR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Pretty much brings us to the end of the show. There's a few minutes left. The last track was Sushi Raman with O Rama. Before that, we heard a rendition of the Gopi Gita from the Bhagavad Purana. One particular verse, kind of interesting. It's actually about 20 or so verses, but in that particular rendition, we heard about 9 of them. The 9th verse, the last one that was sung, Tava Katamritam Tapta Jivanam Kavibe Iditam Kama Shapanam Shapaham. It roughly translates to the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering. in the material world. These narrations transmitted by learned sages eradicate one's poor reactions, poor karmic reactions, and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly, those who spread this knowledge are most compassionate within their hearts. This is referring to an avatar incarnation of the Supreme. His name is Govinda, and who 5,000 years ago, according to Vedic timeline, was an avatar, walked the earth. And these are verses that are offered describing some of the characteristics of this particular avatar and of the some of the description of the kind of relationships that existed between this avatar and his followers. Last track is going to be the Kirtaniyas, who are from, I would not want to hazard a guess as to where exactly they're from, because there's four of them and they're from different places originally. But all of them are lifelong practitioners of Bhakti Yoga and been around chanting and kirtan their whole lives. The track is going to be Govinda Jaya Jaya. It's kind of appropriate seeing as we just heard from the Gopi Gita. You can go on the internet, go to Facebook, and have a look at Mantra Radio. Also on SoundCloud, you can search for the same thing, Mantra Radio. And you can send us an email, mantraradioshow@gmail.com. We'll be back next week for another installment of the show here on CITR. Same time, Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m. Coming up next is Butter on the Bread, a show hosted by Ryan. And if you'd like to give him a call with any requests, you can do so, 604-822-2487. See you next week. Namaste.
Gopal Jai.